President Bush traveled to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi and New Orleans yesterday to check in on Hurricane Katrina recovery efforts. He acknowledged people's frustration over the pace of rebuilding. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president started his day with a neighborhood tour in the coastal town of Long Beach, Mississippi, where he met satisfied families showing off brand new brick houses.
How's everybody?
All right.
Y'all come on through here. We got a picture.
Thank you.
We're much better now that you're here.
I'm proud to be with you.
After a stop in Biloxi, it was off to New Orleans. The president did not tour that city's bleakest, most devastated areas. He did visit a charter elementary school, saying it's playing a key role in the city's comeback. The president's focus was on progress. At lunch with the mayor and other elected officials at a small Creole diner, he drew comparisons to the city's pro football team, which had an unexpectedly strong season this past year.
I guess the New Orleans Saints football team represents, to me, what's happening in this part of the state. There's a resurgence. There's a renewal. And even though there's a lot of work done, the spirit of the people down here is strong.
Just down the block, local resident Kenny Kennan was wearing a beat-up New Orleans Saints ball cap. He still lives in a trailer parked on a vacant lot. He says he's unimpressed by the entourage eating lunch.
What can I say about politicians?
The president notes that $110 billion in federal money has been approved, but less than half of that amount has actually been distributed. Mr. Bush says he's written the check. Now it's up to state and local officials to make sure people get that money. But critics also say the president hasn't used his office to keep Katrina recovery on the front burner. Another area of tension is a requirement that the state come up with 10% matching funds for federal emergency dollars. Louisiana's Democratic U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu says that's a burden.
The waiving of the 10% has been done in the past. The president can do this with a single stroke of the pen. I'm calling on him to do that today.
The White House says only that it will weigh the merits of the proposal. Don Gagne, NPR News.